Welcome to the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. I'm Justin, and you're listening to an episode of The Bone Spurs. The Bone Spurs are little bite-sized episodes of the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu Podcast that come out weekly when there isn't a guest on or a full-size episode for you guys. So, I guess I want to start, because I don't think I went over this in any of the podcasts. 3 weeks ago now, I think, Master Joe Moreira came to our school in Biddeford and did about a 3.5 hour seminar on side control. Joe, awesome guy. I mean, eats, lives, breathes jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts. It was super cool to meet him. First coral belt I've ever met. And I believe in May, early May, he's getting promoted to red belt. So it was pretty cool to meet and see him and get trained by him before that happens. But yeah, that seminar was awesome. I think he did 4 of them up in the New England area. And then ended with ours, and then he was heading back to the West Coast. So as far as training goes, it's been good. Last classes this week, Sunday and Monday went good. Monday, no gi night was awesome. Brooks finished up his X-Guard program that he does. And learned a ton. I love that our no gi nights are completely separate from what we're going over in our gi. It just really changes it up and it just makes it more fun. And I really like that a lot of it's been foot lock and leg lock and leg entanglement stuff. I know that a lot of schools don't do a lot of the foot game until, you know, upper belts, especially with the heel hooks and that kind of thing. We learn them at white belt, and you can use them in a roll. You are never to lock on a heel hook on somebody during a roll. It's a catch and release. You have somebody's heel, that person acknowledges that you have that heel, and then you let it go and continue your roll. Toe holds, straight ankles, put those on until, you know, you get the tap, I guess. It is written somewhere in the paperwork from Herrera's that you are supposed to go over with your training partner before you roll over what you guys want to be allowed. And so far I've met 0 persons in there that has any issues with rolling somebody that wants to do, you know, straight foot locks or toe holds or anything like that. And if you took away toe holds, you would take away about 75% of Mr. Worcester's game. And then if you add the wrist locks that are in that fine print too, then he just can't do jiu-jitsu anymore. So yeah, it's pretty cool that we get involved into the foot game so early on. And I really like it. Other training, my buddy Josh, who was on the last podcast, Mr. Austin, he came over last Thursday. We rolled again. I think we did like 7 5-minute rounds of no-gi. Which, you know, it's a lot. And then, especially since I had class on Wednesday, which I was already kind of banged up from, I was definitely feeling it the next day. And, yeah, hopefully get Mr. Austin on the mats and into Moreira's. That's not the ultimate goal. The goal is just keep doing what we're doing and having a good time. I mean, as long as he's coming over and rolling, then it's all good. I'm glad he's back doing it. It's just nice to see him. So training Sunday, Monday, that all went good. Had to skip out on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, some nasty little stomach bug has hit the household of the Bone Pit. Me and the wife have been pretty good. We've definitely gotten little bits of it. Unfortunately, Emmett, my son, he took it pretty hard for a couple days, And he's on the mend now, looking up. He's been playing all day. Got to spend some extra time with him this week, just hanging out. And it's one thing I wasn't prepared for when you become a parent is how helpless you feel when your child is sick. It's just a an awful feeling when you know they're not well and there's really not much you could do about it. Especially when it's something like a stomach bug or a flu or, you know, something of that nature where you just got to let it do its thing and that's it. I was glad on Sunday. Sunday was a fun class, our GI class. After class, wasn't really expecting it. Brooks handed out stripes, a lot of them. We now have quite a few guys that are four-stripe. You know, we got a four-stripe blue belt now, four-stripe purple belt. There is four of us, I believe, now with four stripes on our white belts, and they're all Sanford guys. They're all guys that trained at the grappling club. There may be a few others. But I pretty much everybody there got one. And I feel so bad I can't remember her name, but Sean, blue belt Sean's daughter. She turned 16. She was a gray and black belt, I believe. And Brooks gave her a white belt with three stripes on it. So that was a pretty big deal, pretty big promotion. I don't know how the whole kid thing works and with the age and what belts you're allowed. I think it's 16 is when you can get your blue belt. So that's because I saw the belt. I'm like, oh, belt, white belt with three stripes on it. What's up with that? And then when he did that, it kind of made sense. She's very good. And we also have, there's been some other, not taken over, but there's definitely been an increase in ladies coming in and rolling with us lately, which has been awesome. About a month and a half ago, there's been a group of three or four that came in, and two of them have been showing up pretty regularly, which is awesome. I'm happy for them that they've come and started to roll and to learn jiu-jitsu. I'm happy for Sarah because now she has, you know, some other females to roll with and is probably happy to see another female in there. And from what I've seen and what I've gathered is, you know, all the guys have done pretty well and I've done really good about making them feel, you know, comfortable there. And hopefully that continues and they seem to be enjoying themselves. So that's always good. But back to the promotion. So almost everybody that was there got a stripe. And the four-stripe white belts, myself included, I believe it's me, Shay, Tyler, and Jay, we got a date to do our blue belt test on June 2nd. I knew it was coming at some point. I just wasn't exactly sure on when. And now the date's set. It's happening. So June 2nd. I believe there's four of us. There may be one or two guys added to that by the time it happens to take our test to get our belts. So what our tests consist of, from what I saw when I was there when they did the last belt testing, is you do some combative training. Someone's got on a pair of boxing gloves and they're not trying to kill you, but they're definitely swinging at you, you know, uncomfortable if you get clipped. And you have to stop that person or submit that person or, you know, hang with that person for at least 2 minutes in that certain position. If you submit them early, like right off the bat, then you get to rest for that 2 minutes. And then it switches to the other person, and then you do the same thing. And then after you do that in four positions, then basically it's like a kind of like a Shark Tank. The guy's being tested, get out of the mat. And then everybody else lines up according to rank, starting with white belts. And you just start to go through everybody. Everyone just lines up. And like I said, it's like kind of Shark Tank style. And you just got to make it to the end. I think Will said the other night that anybody that started to take the test has never not done it. So it kind of adds a little extra, I don't know what you would call that. Like if you're nervous about not making it, then I guess that would maybe add to your nerves a little more. But from what I saw when I was there the first time, it definitely, it works you out. Those guys were exhausted. Not really worried about it. I'm excited to get my blue belt. I feel like it's about time. It's over, just over 2.5 years now at white belt. So I am nervous about becoming a blue belt. I guess the imposter syndrome's about impossible to beat, and it's always going to be there. But like Brooke says, if you have any doubts, whatever, that you'll grow into your belt. And he's even said that he had to grow into every belt that he's received. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I feel like I've done pretty well as a white belt. And I haven't been the typical stereotype white belt. At least not, maybe in the very beginning I was, because there's almost no way to avoid that. But I feel like for the most part I haven't. And I feel like I have the respect of most of the guys in there. And just know that, I'm just not an easy role. Even at white belt for some of the other guys. I mean, some of the purple belts probably make it look pretty easy, but that's what they're supposed to do. But I definitely give the blue belts a hard time. So I feel like I'm ready. I feel like Tyler's ready. I feel like Shay's ready to go. Jay's ready to go. So yeah, I'm excited. And, hopefully over the weekend, the sickness and everything is done running its course through this house and go and get back on the mats and get training again. But that's probably going to do it for me today. Oh, yeah, I'm also excited. I got some new boom arms for my microphones and I'm using one right now and it's pretty nice. And if it sounds a little different, it's because I'm recording up in my kitchen where I'm usually downstairs in the bone pit, the basement. So, but yeah, these new boom arms are pretty sweet and makes it a little easier when you have, shorter fellows or ladies or, real tall guys. Because before all I had were these little stands to hold my microphones. And if you were really tall, you had to bend down to make it sound decent. And like I noticed throughout podcasts is like people start out that way where it sounds really good. And then like they get comfortable, they start sitting back and relaxing and continuing the conversation. Well, then the sound doesn't quite carry as good. So now these booms will be able to move it in and out when you want. And yeah, it'll be a lot better. So like always, check out the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu podcast on Instagram. Give that a like, a share, and a follow. And anytime you see these episodes posted, if you can share them, I really appreciate that. It helps a ton. And you can notice in the numbers a lot when one or two people just share it. As far as downloads go, it increases significantly when people do that. So I appreciate that. And if you're in the area and you want to check out some jiu-jitsu, Southern Maine, then Team Marrera Biddeford is where you want to be. You can contact me. You can contact Brooks. You can look it up on Google, whatever you got to do. And, come say hello. But this is going to do it for me. I'm Justin. This is the Bone Pit Jiu-Jitsu Podcast, the Spurs episodes. Have a good one. Bye.